Hello and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, the podcast dedicated to igniting your entrepreneurial spirit and empowering you to conquer new horizons. In this podcast, we chat with inspiring entrepreneurs on their journey to success through some amazingly insightful and expansive conversations. These episodes thrive on thought-provoking chats where our guests fearlessly explore their path to success, sharing their experiences, failures, and triumphs. No topic is off limits as we deep dive into the talked about and not so talked about pieces it takes to build a business, overcome limiting beliefs, deal with personal struggles, and everything in between that shapes our lives and our businesses. I'm your host, Kat Polsonelli, creator and founder at The Lotus Effect, where we believe that success is not just about strategies and tactics, it's about cultivating a powerful mindset and creating customized business operations that align with you and your true purpose. Whether it's mastering time management, improving productivity, enhancing leadership skills, or simply fostering a growth-oriented mindset, we'll provide you with the tools and strategies to flourish in both your business and personal life. I'm so excited to have you join us today in this episode, so get ready to feel empowered and inspired as we learn together and from one another on how to rise above challenges, break through limitations, and unlock our full potential. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Real Chat with Kat. I am so excited to have you guys here with me today, and I have a special guest, which I absolutely, you guys don't understand. I adore her. We had so much fun even in the first conversation, and it completely ran over, and it was so worth it. So anyway, meet my amazing guest, Dr. Heather Clark. Hello.
Hello.
I'm so excited. So do us all a favor then, as we jump right in, tell us who you are, what it is that you do, and what got you into your space.
Love it. Thank you so much. And thanks so much for having me. I too am very much looking forward to this. It's going to be fantastic. So what I help people do, and I help people who are service-minded. So these are entrepreneurs, these are professionals, these are people who care. These are people that are really looking to make a difference in the world and want to make an impact. What I help them do is increase their energy flow so they can make that impact. So you can get what you want without stress, without struggle, and really so that you can be unshakable, unstoppable, and vibrant again.
I love that.
It's so much fun. And a lot of people are like, so is there like a program that I have to go through? It's like, not really. No, there are some high level structures that we do, but basically it is really connecting people with who you truly are so that you can unlock the energy, unlock the flow, and truly live into alignment so that you have ease and joy.
And I love that so much. And like, that is my phrase for this year, is working in alignment. So like, I love it. I love it. Now, you have to give us the backstory though, because I love your backstory and like how you got into this, because this is nowhere where you were at in
right?
the beginning.
Yeah, this is the slightly shorter version of what the origin story is. Is I picked the career of pharmacy, and I did it. It was almost on a whim, because I was receiving pressure from high school teachers like, what are you going to do with your life? It's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not going to do anything. And they're like, yes, you are.
Thanks.
So I was like, I guess pharmacy. I don't know. Like, that is not a career that you should really pick on a whim like that. But there we are doing it. And through school, I was like, maybe this will get better. Maybe this will get better. When I get on rotations, it'll get better. And rotations were different. But I was like, well, I think when I get a job, this will be better. I did my residency. I was like, I don't know. I don't know about all this, but that's fine. And so I got out and I've practiced in several different types of practices. I spent, I don't know, like 9 years in retail pharmacy. And I forget how many years doing different things. Mm-hmm. Consultant pharmacist, hospital pharmacist, all of this. And there's parts of the job that I really love. But really, it just fundamentally wasn't a fit for me. It's an example of how you can be good at something and it like not really light you up.
Yeah.
And So what happened was I did not like choose to, oh, let me get out and move on to something else, because I had received several nudges from the universe that it turns out that I was like, never mind. No, that'll be fine. Never mind. Well, I burned out, but not in a, I could really use a vacation kind of a way, not in a, let me take a little time off. This was in a, I can't get off the couch kind of a way. Like when I had enough energy to load the dishwasher, it was cause for celebration. But then, of course, the dread of, oh no, now I have another chore of unloading it. I would take a shower and then need to lay down and rest. Like this was not me at all. It was terrifying. There was stuff that I couldn't remember. Like I couldn't remember what class of drug lisinopril was in. And that was information I'd had for a couple of decades at least. And I'm like, this is scary. So I went to several different physicians, and with increasingly exotic and expensive lab tests, the answers kept coming back. I don't know. Looks like you're fine. I'm like, oh, I assure you, I am not. This is not okay. I am not fine. And then I finally found somebody who listened to the whole story and said, well, Heather, you've got adrenal fatigue. And I was like, oh, I've been to school for a lot of years. I've never heard of adrenal fatigue. But she explained it from the perspective of physiology, because she knew her audience. And I was like, oh my goodness, that makes perfect sense. That's exactly what it is. So, but the problem is she gave me a 12-page handout of suggestions. So I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with this? Now, normally when I'm feeling well, I can eat that for breakfast. That's no big deal. I can tear it apart, put it back together. And at that point, I was like, that's a lot, man. So I muddled through, and as I began to recover, because when you try and recover from burnout, which is a larger category of which adrenal fatigue, I consider that burnout in your body, where it's gone on for so long that now it's physical. Without a plan, it takes like 4 or 5 years to recover from burnout. So as I began to recover, it occurred to me I could help other people recover. So I got additional training in functional medicine to help people recover from adrenal fatigue and other issues as well. So over time, when you tell the story, it makes it sound like, oh, and then like the next weekend, I just had this starting business. That isn't how this works. So over time, I transitioned into full-time self-employed and was having great success. With the program, you can shave the recovery into as little as 6 months, down from 4 or 5 years. And I always add the qualifier, it depends on where you start. For most people, it's around a year, but it's a lot faster and you feel a lot better. So I'm like, I am a natural born improver. So I was like, how can we make this better? How can I help more people? So I did some coaching. And if you've never been in a coaching program before, you tend to do things that you've never done before. So I was doing these things I had never done before. And I had 3 people in 10 days say, well, Heather, you know you're psychic, right? And I, the first person, I was like, I don't. Okay. So anyway, and I just moved on. I was like, I don't, that's Dr. Clark to you. I don't, And then the next person, I got a little combative. I was like, I don't even know what you mean by that. Does that mean I'm going to have to wear like a turban and carry a crystal ball and long flowing skirts? What? She goes, no, it means you can read energy. I was like, well, yeah, I can read energy, but I'm not psychic, whatever. And by the third person, I was like, oh, and I'm gonna have to look into this. But not from a, let me explore my beautiful gifts place. It was from a, I'm just gonna prove to you that this is not a thing so we can move on building this business. Well, it was a thing. It was a big thing. And in fact, because when I leaned into it, I was like, whatever nutty thing drops in, I'm just going to send it on through, because I don't think, I'm not sure this is really a real thing. And in a very short space of time, I made such a deep, profound impact on people's lives by doing that I was like, I'm just going to get over myself because this is amazing. The ability to truly help somebody is one of the things I'm on the planet to do. Like I live for transformation, and this is a way to do it that's very easy. That doesn't, obviously we're going to use critical thinking skills. Never, never abandon critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
But it's a unique way, and I've developed some other metaphysical tools to really help people get what they want and make the impact they're here to make while circumventing all the stress and struggle. So it was just, I was so lit up. I was like, that's it. That's what we're doing. So I've been able to incorporate that into the business. And that's why I've evolved to, sure, yes, I help people with burnout. Yes. Obviously, I'm always going to help people with stress because stress is just a symptom. But really what I've noticed is there's a way that you can really get material success. So this is money. This is health. This is like actual substantial, sustainable success, mm-hmm. helping people operate in a way that truly works for them. So instead of the hustle, instead of the grind, it's more like, no, let's find your gentle soul path to the place that you want to go.
Which I love so much on so many levels. And what I find is so interesting is if you look at all the stuff that's online and on social media, there's two different types of conversations. There's this one that is like, this is what the government says. This is what society says. And everybody is seeking all these outside answers. Then you have this other group that's like, man, I did that for a long time. But when I started trusting myself, like the answers started coming, right? And mm-hmm. I find this so intriguing. And I love this so much because I went through a similar thing when I started realizing that I could help people break down and simplify things within their system or within their personal development. And people always say, well, don't you have a strategy and a plan? And I'm like, no. And I know that sounds so stupid to people because most people we are taught, right, through school, through society, through our job, that like you have this structure. It's A, B, and C. And there's no way around that, right? Which kills people being able to imagine, people being able to be inventive. Like it's killing this society. And I did the same thing because I have always, even as a kid, loved to challenge myself or prove somebody wrong. So when I would get these random ideas that would pop in my head on things that I knew I could help someone with, I was like, somebody was like, you get what we call downloads. I was like, what the hell does that mean? What kind of crap is that? Right. And so I did the same thing. I was like, I'm just going to shoot whatever comes off the top of my mouth and we're going to see what happened. And I've had so many people that are like, oh my God, that's exactly what I'd like to do. Or, oh my God, that's exactly what I was thinking, but I couldn't put it into words. Or, oh my God, that sounds like an amazing, that works exactly with how, and I'm like, what the hell is going on, people? But it really comes back to what I think that as a society, we have gotten so far away from, and that is trusting that we have a lot of the answers already in ourselves. Yes, I'm all for learning. Yes, I'm all for research and discovery. I'm not saying that you should not, right? You could have cancer and your body's not going to know it, but there might be some symptoms. Don't come on, people. But at the same time, we have been taught to lean on other people's opinions, other people's news or truth that they put out there. And we just instinctively are like, oh, and that's what it is. And we wonder why so many of us feel completely disconnected from who we are when we really sit down.
Exactly. And you had mentioned two conversations out there. And I think there's a third conversation that is not happening out loud. There's, you know, there's a camp like, this is the way we're always doing it. Please get in line. Then there's the other camp of, oh my God, follow your heart, follow your bliss. This is amazing. And then there's the rest of us in the middle, like, so how? Where does the rubber meet the road with that? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's my perception that a lot of people in the space of, you know, do what you want, do what you love, read to a lot of us as ungrounded. So it makes it very difficult to take that seriously. That was part of my baggage that I had with, like, what's this spiritual stuff? And people just don't really know. And then you talk to somebody, and I'm sorry, but a lot of people read like, how are you functioning? Who is feeding you? How are you making this work? Because what you're saying, it doesn't. Sometimes when you use your critical thinking skills, you're just like, I don't get how this works. Sure, there's sometimes there's a leap of faith, that sometimes there's trusting, sometimes there's not, like, well, I may not have all the information. But there's not a lot of people out there saying, okay, where are you at right now? And let's make that okay. Wherever you're at is okay.
Yeah.
And because you're living with us all here in late stage capitalism, we know that you have some shame, we know that you have some trauma, and we know that you've been taught to not trust yourself. So there aren't a lot of people talking about this that I'm aware of to have a tangible way of, here's how to figure out how to relate to yourself. Here's your energy flow style. Here's how you're actually wired. And here is the way for you that you can really trust yourself. And then when I work with people, I call it right foot, left foot. Like, let's use your intuition first and then critical thinking skills. Because when people use logic and critical thinking skills first, a lot of times, at least with the people I work with, it seems to eliminate, you know, the real solution for them. They come out with something that's okay and it ought to work and it kind of doesn't, and it's really frustrating, instead of let's get this intuition flowing, let's step into that energy flow, let's see what happens. And then if your download is quit your job and blow up your life, let's take a moment and run that through some critical thinking skills. Like, is it possible? It's possible that that will create more for you in this moment. But what's more likely is you're being given a really strong signal to reevaluate things and change. Just because you feel like you got from spirit, this has to stop immediately. Probably doing that, at least for the people I work with, that is too much upheaval.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's the type of change that feels exciting and that people honor, but that creates trauma. Nobody talks about what things are like when it snaps back to where you were 6 months later, because karmically it wasn't aligned for you to do that. So it's like, okay, you're being told to change everything. Beautiful. Let's change everything, but let's start right here, real small, with where you're at right now. Not, I'm going to change everything and in 6 months this is going to happen, or I'm going to do this broad sweeping change, look at me, this is super dramatic, and then you like can't maintain it, which is very stressful. It's more like, well, what could you do right now? And the size of that thing really depends on who you are. It depends on your flow style. It depends on factors like that, like karmically what's aligned for you. I work with one client who is karmically aligned to make small changes over a long period of time. And what the world reflects back to her, she's moving too slow. But we have proof that when she takes steps that are too big for her or too fast, it is a disaster. And then I work with other people who really are aligned to do like the giant steps in a short space of time. Most of us are somewhere in between, but it's really discerning, where are you at with that? How do you figure that out? How do you use that on an ongoing basis? But once you get it, you're like, oh, I have the tools now. Now I know what to do. Now I know how to move forward. And it's really, it builds that trust in yourself.
I love that so much, because you're so right. There are times that I feel like a lot of us, we reach that stage of, like you were talking about, that burnout. And it comes to, like, we do want to burn it all down. And while you're right, like, it sounds good in the moment, what we don't realize is it's almost like a system overload, right? The system is excited. And then it's like, oh God, because you don't have all of the answers, which is what we're used to having. Because in order for us to do something, in order for us to move forward in something, in order for us to a lot of times try something different, we are looking for, okay, if I do this, this could outcome, this could be the outcome. That you're right, that critical thinking kind of takes the place of that. And I love that you have found a way to mesh the two together to help people understand, because you're right, a lot of us cannot just jump head first into the opposite end. And I was the exact same way. And I really did have to find things that made sense, that I could research, that I could look up, that I could be like, oh, okay, so this has been studied. All right, that makes sense. Now we can test this out, right? Versus, it's just going to happen. I trust it. Because you're right, so many of us from such a young age are taught not to trust ourselves anymore. We are taught to trust the outside source or go find the answer because that answer is going to be what you need. And it is such a huge disconnect that we don't even realize. I know that me personally, I still walk myself through things that I trust and don't trust, but I have the ability to see it differently now because I've one, built the trust in myself, and two, learned to be very present in the moment of what I'm doing versus what a lot of us have been taught, which is get your job, do your job, live your life, celebrate with your family, die. Like that is it. We have this timeline set out by society, right? That we all try to follow. It is nowhere written in stone. It's just something that has been understood because for so many generations, it's been on repeat. You work hard. When you work hard, you earn a living. When you earn a living, you put money back. And then when you retire, you go and have fun and then you die. Like that is it. So if you're at a specific age and you haven't had kids, shame on you. If you're at a specific age and you're not married, shame on you. If you're at a specific age and you haven't had a career that you've been doing for 20 years, shame on you. What are you doing? There's all of these stigmatisms that are put out there. And I do think that some of it is to keep a lot of us in line because it's a lot easier to control people when you systematically know the direction that they're going to go versus allowing them to explore.
So glad you brought this up. I'm very excited to work this in. Okay. So, yeah, it is easier to control people when we've got people on a system. But the other thing that's happening that you've alluded to, and I just want to highlight, is many of us in this culture have necessarily been trained up, been conditioned, our conditioned consciousness is to not have self-determination, where we place what determines our life and what has power outside of ourselves. Like, oh, when so and so does this, then I'll be able to do this. And as soon as they decide I can, no. It's really putting yourself at the center of your own life, which is where you belong, and it's the only place that actually works. Anything else is really dysfunctional. And being at the center of your own life is not the same as self-centered. A lot of people that I work with are like, oh my God, but what if I'm selfish? It's like, okay, why are you spending your health and your energy on BS that doesn't support you? And in fact, in these areas, it's actively undermining you. It just feels uncomfortable to do something different. Let's address the conditioning. And then let's address what if you really truly were self-determined? It's harder to control. So I am a big question asker. And it's the kind of thing where I've gotten in trouble for that my whole life. Whether you ask too many questions, I was like, I'm a curious person. I need to know these things. I got in trouble as a kid all the time. Now I have a job where that's my job is to ask people really deep questions, ask people questions that like offers a different perspective and then helps you discern what you think. Not, well, what Heather told me is it's no. No, I'm offering a structure. Does that resonate? Let's go back through our tools. So, who benefits from you having your power centered outside yourself? Who benefits from you not being at the center of your own life? And why is that more important than you being the primary beneficiary of your own power, of your own energy, of all the things that you do? So, to give a more tangible example, so again, I work with a lot of service-based people, a fair amount are entrepreneurs, and we just want to make a difference. That's why the tagline is set the world on fire, but without burning out. And when I say set the world on fire, I'm talking to people who want to light it up and who want to burn it down. Love all y'all. Like, you're my people. But you really want to make that impact. So a lot of times that puts like, well, I need to do this for my clients or for my people or for my that isn't how this works. Everything is within first. If you want the impact for your community, make that impact for yourself. Make that shift for you. One of the things that I teach about is most of us have heard you can't pour from an empty cup. Fill your cup first. I'm here to tell you never pour from your cup. Never. Your cup never tilts. Fill that cup up. with rest, with nervous system regulation and emotional regulation. So rest, regulation, and rejuvenation. What lights you up? What are you doing that's so aligned for you? It brings joy. And it can be this big, oh, we took a cruise. Yeah, it could also be, you know, I sat and read, or I flipped through a magazine, or I watched a favorite. Like, that's rejuvenating. That's what fills your cup. Mm-hmm. Let other people get the overflow and the splashes. Ooh. And once you make that shift, everything's easier because your stress levels drop like a rock. Everybody else around you, after the initial readjustment period, tends to everything functions better. Because it's not like I can be safe when they're safe and when this is taken care of. Like, no, I am safe. Mm-hmm. I'm filled up, or I've noticed, oh, I have a need to meet. Let me explore how to functionally meet that need. Oh, they have a need to meet. Sure. And it's more like, am I well-resourced enough to do this? But once you make that shift, like your cup never tilts, everything changes.
And you know what? That makes so much sense, because when you fill your own cup and it overflows, you also realize that it's not your job to fix everyone.
Right.
It's crazy. It's crazy. People need to figure
their own shit out. We'll do you one better. This is where critical thinking skills come in. Like, well, what is it about this that has me wanting to fix everyone? Like, one of the things is, oh, I'm relating to people like they're broken. Which in my world isn't a thing. People aren't broken. So interesting that I have a desire to fix them. And I'm speaking first person because that is the thing I had in the past. Like, oh, let me just help you fix this instead of, seems like maybe that's not working for you, but whatever. You know, like that's an interesting choice that you made. Is that a choice that will support you? Okay. So just like you were saying, it makes everything a lot easier. You're not running around fixing people. You're not running around people pleasing. You're not like, oh my God, as soon as these conditions are met and these other people, then I can feel safe. It's like, no, what can I do to feel safe? Mm-hmm. Why do I feel unsafe? What is it about this?
Yeah.
And it gives you some different questions, which give you a different perspective. And that is a way to find that path through to what you really want.
I love that. And I also think that it teaches you to be more curious when someone does have an issue versus what a lot of us tend to do, which is be in the mentality that that person is in. And that never solves the problem, right? Because then even if you try to be like, you're right, he's a twat, blah, 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 blah. We're going to do this. You are now taking their emotions, putting it on you and making a decision and helping someone else make a decision that's going to impact their life in a way that could end up hurting them. Versus if you are acting from a space of, oh, okay, this is your issue. Let's ask some questions. Let me understand. You can still sympathize. You can still understand their emotions because maybe you've been through something similar. But the place that you operate from, for me at least, has become a very unbiased situational awareness. And so I can see everything around, which allows me to then in turn say, oh, did you happen to notice this? And they're like, well, no. Well, of course not, because right, you're in your emotions, which I totally get. And that still happens to me sometimes. But I get to show you another perspective, which might be able to help you alleviate this stress or this drama that you have no control over, that you have made yours because that's what you think you're supposed to do.
Right. And it's more like letting people have their experience. In my world, I just consider that really honoring people. Like, oh, okay. And then especially with friends, I'll ask questions like, what would best support you here? And sometimes they'll say, I find I'm called to offer advice or a different perspective, but that may not be what you're after. Like, mm-hmm. What? But like my friends also know they can't bring to, there are some types of situations that are just so dysfunctional. I'm like, I can't talk about this. Like, If you're wanting to resolve this, I'm happy to talk about it. But if you're just complaining, this is the type of situation I can't listen to. Love you, and that doesn't work. Most of the time I can listen, but there's some stuff that's like so dysfunctional. I'm like, I can't even play along. Or, and I do this with friends and clients. Sometimes I'm like, I find I have a lot of feelings about that. Give me a moment because I'm not able to show up like I want to in this moment. Let me just work through this trigger real quick. I'm like, okay.
But it
Or
makes such a difference
it
in the way that you can help somebody else. And I love that you ask the question, how can I support you? Because we are so drawn, especially women, to just like fix it for someone. And I used to do this with my kids a lot. And then I realized, especially my oldest one, who will be 20 this year, that I was just handing him the answers. And while, yes, a part of me was like, yeah, but I never had anyone to answer those questions for me, I also realized I'm not teaching him to think on his own. Holy crap. Like, I am taking away something that is eventually going to hurt him in the future because he's not going to know how to think and solve. He's going to constantly go for someone else to help find the answer. And when I realized that, I started making sure I asked questions more. Okay, well, what did you do already to solve the situation or to help in it? What ways have you already gone? So I love that you ask, how can you be supportive? Because I've had people that call me before, and especially family and stuff, right? And I'm like, okay, do you just need to vent? Yes, go for it. Go for it. And then I know to shut my mouth
yeah, you
because I'd
gotta
like to
like
help.
downshift for that and just like okay, I'm ready.
Don't do it, don't. Because I get it, right? And sometimes we just want to complain and we just want somebody to hear us and get it off of our chest. And I totally get that. So I love that you asked that question because I think that that lets other people figure out how to regulate the response that they actually want, which in turn can help find a solution.
Yeah, and most of us have had the experience where somebody felt like they solved our problem. And because it wasn't our solution, it doesn't matter if it was right or not. It didn't work. There's something about the human experience where for a lot of things, it's as if you need to come to it yourself, but not I have to figure it out myself, because that's why we're on the planet with other people. It's like sometimes you got to work with somebody, whether it's a friend, whether it's a coach, whether like whatever it is, like this is, I want to, this is the problem I want to solve, or this is the result I want to have. I want to be, do, or have this. I don't know how to do that. Like, great, let's figure out your path to that. And for me, that starts with who are you really? Like, what's your soul nature? How is this going to work for you? Because like who you are. So one of the things is who I am, it's like divine order, balance, and harmony. So I'm it's very on brand, like stress-free stuff. I'm a drama killer. Like if you need drama and stuff, don't bring me in, because I can't help it. I will kill it whether I'm actively doing anything or not. I'm a natural born improver. So this tells me that number one, I'm going to see stuff and oh, this could be better, faster, cleaner, like whatever. I can see the ways to improve it. But the important thing to remember is it's also very stressful to be participating in a situation or with something where I can see the ways it could be improved, and I'm not in a position to contribute to that. So, like, tangible example, I'm working hospital pharmacy. This is back when the orders came in on a fax machine, like back in ancient times, just after we stopped chiseling things into stone tablets. And, but the fax machine, you had to get up and walk a step and a half to the fax machine and back. And that is so inefficient. It like physically hurt me. It isn't the walking across the room because you're up and down all the time. It's the inefficiency of it. And I was like, this drives me nuts. And there's very few times where I just suffer in silence. So I'm like, hey, could we get, instead of a 3 foot cord, could we get a 6 foot cord for this machine? And the answer was somehow no. And I'm like, and at the time I was railing against it. Oh, and now that I see, that doesn't square with my divine nature, and I will never be happy in a situation where improvements can't happen. That isn't my fault. That isn't their fault necessarily. That is like, I still, it's hard to see that perspective, but from a stress perspective, it's like, it isn't everybody is stupid. It's, this doesn't square with my nature. This will never work. Okay. Now I can make a new choice. Mm-hmm. So it's really finding, how are you wired? What's your energy flow style? Are you more aligned to do a bunch of things at once? Is it more aligned for you to do one thing a whole bunch? It's like helping you find the tools to get your path through, mm-hmm. not, ooh, this is what I want to be, do, or have. I'm not offering people, oh, well, here's your four steps to it. It's more like, great, let's figure out how you're wired to get there, because then that works for everything now. Like yeah. now you're like, you're free and way more self-determined in your own life. And of course, that makes you more powerful. That gives you more freedom. You have more of more healthy interactions and more function.
Yeah, definitely. So now for anybody that's listening out here that is intrigued by this conversation, that may want to like dip their toe in to just see, what would you suggest might be a direction to go or something to look at, just to let them kind of teeter-totter to figure out if this is something that makes sense to them?
Thank you. I think one of the better places to start is I offer a subscriber gift. And the reason why this is the subscriber gift, it's about finding flow and understanding your needs. So what I like to do is talk about energy flow, because energy is a resource. And it takes resources to build other resources. Most people want money. I want money, I want time, I want relationships, which means love. Got it. But it takes other resources to get there. And so I like to focus on the resource of energy, because when you have energy flow, that there's actually a lot of studies that show that when you have more energy, the way to get there, it's vitality. You get there by getting your needs met. And when you get your needs met, you have a sense of well-being, and then you have actual well-being in your life. So you get a healthy life, body, and livelihood. So it's fantastic. So that's where I like to start. So it's mindandconsciousness.org, and then finding flow, understanding your needs. Then you get like, well, what are my needs? How do they relate to energy and flow? And how do they relate to stress? So that gives kind of a high level overview. And really it gives some tangible things that you'd be like, oh, I had no idea that growth and expansion was an actual soul need. It isn't, oh, I can have growth and expansion after I do all of the stuff. It's like, no, you can't help it. It's not a nice to have, it's a need. So it's a way to really address how to get flow into your life in a way that's functional. And it's not like, oh, now I have this huge thing to do. It's like, no, it's little tiny steps. And for those who are further intrigued, there's more work, there's more stuff we can do together. But I think that's the place to start.
Ooh, I like that. And I'm all for, you know, those baby steps, especially for people that have a lot of trauma in their past. Yes. It's very hard for people that have a lot of trauma to just wholeheartedly dive in on the other end, because the body shuts down, because it's like, oh no, we've done this before. And it's done, right? And so yeah. I'm really big on baby steps and the small things, because that is what builds other things up, right? So I love that you talk about that, because I think so often we get caught up in the big step that I can take, because that's going to make a difference. And then when it doesn't work, we feel like failures. And it's like, no, you miss some of the sub steps in between that get you to the ultimate task, right?
Or you didn't have enough needs met so that you could take those steps. This isn't, oh, you just need to take the steps. This is like, beautiful. We see that probably these are the steps. What needs do you have that aren't being met that would help you be well-resourced to take that step? Because I'm not like, oh, you just need to do it. Oh, you're in resistance. It's more like, oh, great. Maybe your needs aren't being met here. Or maybe yeah. you are in resistance, and that's a beautiful thing. I love it when people get into resistance, because it's like, oh, this is the direction that's your soul direction. We're almost there. Like, this is exciting. But it's not like, just get over it. It's like, yeah. no, let's be in resistance. Let's really honor that. What is it telling you? Is it telling you that, are you more aligned for a slower speed? And And I promise you, slow is fast. The smaller the step, the more like, well, this doesn't seem like a thing. You develop more momentum. So that's I came up with this. I was really seeing this with clients when we were doing burnout recovery, and now I see it everywhere. It's like baby steps to your quantum leap. You do tiny, 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 and then all of a sudden everything's different. But we don't need the stress and the drama as we move through change. Change is scary. Change is scary. And safety is a need. So how can we balance that? How can we do that in a way where you feel supported enough to take the next step? And then to not have the traumatic and devastating backslide that can sometimes happen.
Oh, I love that so much. Okay, as we come to a close, one thing that I always ask all of my guests is, do you happen to have a quote or a piece of advice you'd like to leave the audience with?
Yes, I do. I'm just like, oh, so many to choose from. I want to offer an idea that stress is simply a system, a symptom. Stress is any perceived challenge to normal balance, real, imagined, remembered, or anticipated. You know, we could teach courses in stress, but that's kind of the nugget of it. The experience of stress can be bad, but it's a soul signal. You're being told something. And a lot of times you're being told that there's something about you that isn't being honored, and or there is a need that's not being met. And what I've noticed is with that framework, when we first look at, is there perhaps a need that isn't being met? It removes the stress from stress. Like, oh my God, I'm stressed and I shouldn't be. It's more like, okay, cool. Somewhere in here is a need to be met. How can I do it in the smallest, easiest way possible? And that just, it's removed the drama. It's removed the trauma. People are like, oh yeah, like there's no shame, there's no blame. It's like, it's just a need. No big whoop.
I love that. Oh, anyway. And so as we come to a close, then Heather, where can everybody find you? How can they follow you? How can they get in touch with you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. The website is mindandconsciousness.org. And for those of you who are like, what is this flow style? What is this energy flow? I need more energy and vitality. Just hit the flow button. Learn all about it there. I am on Facebook, Mind and Consciousness. And let's see, I'm not on the Insta so much. So those are probably the best places to find me. And I really look forward to connecting with people.
Oh, I love that so much. And of course, we'll have all that information in the show notes so you guys can find it super easily and be in Dr. Clark's world and follow all of her stuffs and get into the energy flow that'll be on her website as well. So, Heather, I can't thank you enough for being a guest on the podcast and sharing all of your juicy information. So, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. I have enjoyed this immensely. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And to everybody else out there, I hope you got some amazing takeaways and this met you in the space where you are currently at and also gave you that tiny little nudge that you know that you've been seeking for quite a while, that maybe it's time to do something a little different. So, and don't forget, until next time, do one thing positive for someone each and every day and see the difference that it makes in your life. So until next time, have a fantastic day. Hello again, and thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode and it brought tons of value, we ask that you please share, like, and subscribe. Your support means the world to us and helps us to reach even more inspiring entrepreneurs who can benefit from these powerful conversations. If you haven't already, be sure to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, as this feedback is an amazing gift that fuels our growth and helps us to continually improve this podcast. Looking for an extra dose of inspiration and empowerment? Then be sure to connect with me on social media. You can find me at The Lotus Effect, where I share valuable resources and tips while sharing my own journey of being an entrepreneur. And if you're interested in learning more about my coaching programs and services, be sure to check out my website at the-lotus-effect.com.
Once again, thank you so much for being a part of Real Chat with Kat. Your presence and support makes all the difference. Remember, whether you find yourself in the depths of the mud or on the path of growth, we all have a unique journey. And just like the lotus, some of us start in the dirtiest of mud, yet as we rise and grow, we blossom into something beautiful, unique, and truly one of a kind. To all of my visionaries out there, keep rising and growing as you create your own Lotus Effect.